When we say follow the rules, we really mean especially in this exercise.
That's right. This is a powerful communication exercise that only works if the rules are followed to a T.
And I've found that when you get good at this, it actually carries over really well to your other communication in your marriage, because it teaches you how to create this safe space for your partner to be heard.
And really let your partner speak their piece.
Yeah.
Without you needing to clarify or add in a story or share your opinion on it. But it's really giving your partner the gift of, here's 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. Totally have at it. You can brain dump every little piece that has been floating around and occupying space in your mind and heart. Like, you can get it out now. It's so freeing.
Mm-hmm. As you do this, do it with honor, do it with safety, of course, and do it with a ton of grace and respect.
Yeah.
And it may be that if you're nervous about this, maybe start with something light.
Yeah.
Like anal sex.
I was thinking more like Christmas and who you're going to spend the holidays with, but that's not, neither one of those are light topics. What about the coffee you drink in the morning?
Yeah, the anal sex was a joke. Okay.
Back on track. So this is really not a time to attack your partner. So please don't use your 7 minutes as a time to be vicious.
Definitely not.
Really speak with authenticity, but also speak with a lot of compassion for the ears of who's listening. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean to not say what your truth is, but to say it in such a way where you're not trying to do harm. Mm-hmm. Right? This is not a time to do harm to one another. This is really a time to be heard and to know that your voice matters.
Yeah.
And to really feel and give your partner the gift of their voice mattering. And I love this quote that being heard is so close to being loved that they're almost indistinguishable. And we heard that in our improv class. We were doing a similar exercise. The very first night of improv, and it was really the practice of letting each other be heard.
Yeah, and as you speak, use phrases like "I feel like," or "what it feels like I'm experiencing is," just to give you some words around what you need to process.
If you're choosing a topic that's challenging, maybe a topic that's related to your relationship dynamics.
Yeah, but it literally could be anything. It could be the new car, the stuff with your money, or kids.
I feel like every one of those things could be very loaded.
Totally.
But that's the beauty of this practice, is that you can take a potentially loaded topic and know that this is a structured way to get clarity around it as a couple.
Mm-hmm. If you need to talk about sex, talk about sex.
Absolutely. That's what this course is. I wouldn't say all about, but you know,
it's what it's helping. I mean, that's why you're doing this.
We know why you're here.
Okay. So
follow the rules. And we're going to guide you through it. So
you'll be safe the whole time.
Mm-hmm.